Festival happening March 17 to 24. Get your tickets from gclaughs.com.au. The first ever, the guy that's put all this together, his name is Josh Armstrong. And Bridge, he's joining us now.
Josh, I think you've got the hardest job in the world. I mean, some people organise weddings, some people, you know, organise all kinds of parties and function. But you are organising a group of the most dysfunctional, unorganised people, comedians, to be in a festival.
It does sound pretty hard when you put it like that, I guess, yeah.
Why'd you start the festival, of course, the inaugural year, the GC Laughs Festival? Was there an opening between a couple of others, or because the Gold Coast comes out and turns out to something like this?
Yeah, well, we'd certainly hope so. I mean, we've gone to great efforts to make sure that the very first GC Laughs Festival is packed full of great comics and should turn into a really interesting and really important cultural event on the GC, on the Gold Coast calendar.
Why is it important to have it here, Josh? I mean, you run quite a few establishments here on the coast and you've brought a lot of comedy here, which is great.
Yeah, well, we've been running comedy on the Gold Coast for about 5 years now, and I think having a festival is pretty important, you know, get people excited about comedy. People have been turning out to comedy on the Gold Coast and to see live comedy in bigger numbers every, almost every gig we run, it seems to get bigger and bigger, so it just feels like the right time to put on something quite significant.
You've got all the big names, Arj Barker, Ross Noble, Fiona O'Loughlin, Joel Creasy, but also there's opportunity there for a couple of people who want to have a crack.
Yeah, some stranger acts, some smaller acts, some more niche acts as well. Yep, definitely. Personally, probably really excited to see Daniel Sloss all the way over from Scotland. I don't know if you've seen his Netflix specials, but they're both hilarious and quite poignant as well. And then, of course, Helen Bedeau, played by Anne Edmonds, was a smash hit at Melbourne last year. And unfortunately, I didn't get to see her then, so I thought I'd put a festival on and bring her over for that.
Yay! And our girls, Ellen Briggs and Mandy Noller with Women Like Us, it's just sold out and got rave reviews in Adelaide.
Oh, yes, those two are so great, and Woman Like Us is such a fantastic show. It does sell out wherever they go. We're really lucky to get Ellen and Mandy, actually.
And now, if you've got any advice for up-and-comers, as Spider was saying, what would you tell them apart from coming along to get inspiration? There's always rooms here for them to give it a crack at.
There are open mics all over Queensland. You can jump on the base comedy site for that. But the most important thing is to always, always, always keep writing. Please keep writing. Come up with new jokes every day.
Yes.
Write down anything funny you see. Just keep writing, and eventually, even the most unfunny comedian will stumble upon something that's hilarious at some point.
Great advice.
Yeah, good work. Hey, Josh, this is unreal. We cannot wait for it. The Gold Coast Laughs Festival. The first ever happening at HOT, a great venue too. Get your tickets at gclaughs.com.au. Thanks for the chat this morning.
Thanks, guys. I can't wait to see you there.